to order. And again, especially in order, what we're doing is doing, it's the AB, help me with the number,
3861,
which allows us to do continue to Zoom during the governor's emergency, state of emergency. And to do that, we have to have a vote, majority vote of each of our committees so they can Zoom. Now, we will go live in February, by the way. So it's just this meeting special, the 30th. And then in January, we're going to Zoom. But February, we will be live and we're going to meet. Meredith was able to get us a location down there. And
Dean, I'm sorry. I am sorry to interrupt, but we are on the housing and transportation meeting. And I don't know if that's okay. The meeting you're referring to. But the first meeting at 9:30 is the housing and transportation meeting.
Let's go for that. Okay, that's Sandy.
Okay. So we are calling the meeting to order for housing and transportation. It's December 2nd, 2022, 9:30 in the morning. And the first thing we need to do is take roll call. Desiree?
Charlene Ashendorf?
Present.
Linda Barcelona? Denise Barnes?
Sir, so let's get to our welcome.
Elizabeth Busick?
Susan DeVries.
I see Elizabeth Fox.
Elizabeth.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Helen Cameron.
I mean, what was I saying yes to?
You're here.
To what?
Your roll call.
Oh, roll call. Okay, I'm here. Okay.
Amelia Castro. Jerry Chang.
Here.
Jean Hernandez.
Here.
Juno Kim. Carol Moore. Mary Perdue and Sandy Sting.
Present.
And we do have a quorum, Chair.
Thank you.
Okay, would you carry out the vote for this now?
Number three is public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the council regarding any items within the subject jurisdiction, provided that no action is taken on off-agenda items unless authorized by law. Comments shall be limited to 3 minutes unless the chair pre-identifies a different time at the start of the meeting for all the public speakers. Do we have any public, Desiree?
We did not receive any requests in advance and there are no members of the public present this morning.
Okay, thank you. Then we go to number four, action item. Review and make findings required by government code subsection 54953E3. Recommendation, due to the proclaimed state of the emergency arising from COVID-19, meeting in person presents imminent risks to the health and safety of attendees. And the emergency continues to directly impact the ability of the members to meet safely in person. So we'll need two motions to vote on this action.
So moved.
So Jean moves. Second.
Second.
I didn't catch that. Maybe
Patty Mouton. Patty Mouton second.
Patty second. Okay, thank you. Any discussion?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Patty is not a member of Housing and Transportation.
Oh, right.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Charlene, I believe
Charlene. Charlene is.
Charlene is. All right. So now we'll go ahead and take the roll, Desiree.
Yes. Charlene Ashendorf.
Yes.
Linda Barcelona. Denise Barnes. Elizabeth Busick. I think there you are, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, you're muted. We need you for a vote.
I think she's on the phone. I'll come back to her.
Okay.
Helen Cameron. Amelia Castro. Jerry Chang.
Yes.
Jean Hernandez.
Yes.
Juno Kim. Carol Moore. Mary Perdue. Sandy Stang.
Yes.
Elizabeth Busick. Just your vote.
Yes, Elizabeth.
Yes. Well, I mean, I was on the phone.
Continue to Zoom. That's why we're having a special meeting.
Yeah, so definitely continue with Zoom. Thank you.
Thank you. That is majority, Chair.
Thank you. So we'll adjourn this meeting.
Thank you, Sandy. Okay, next group.